He is listening to hear you say something that what he has said. Other words, he's listening to see if you're going to say what he said. Now listen what Jesus said. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, to this problem, to this sickness, to this pain, to this trouble, to this financial problem, to this marital problem, to this job, whosoever will say to this thing, be thou removed. Do what? Say what? Be thou removed. I'm going to say it again because it got to get in your spirit. Be thou removed and be cast into the sea. Some people miss that, and they try to cast the devil into the abyss. You can't do that because Adam gave him a right to be here. All you got to do is get him out of your house. Did you hear what I said? You notice when Jesus met those demons, that man out there among the tomb that were cutting himself, and he had all those evil spirits in him, and the lead one was named Legion. And you notice that they knew they were going to have to go. And they told him not to do what? Run them out, clean out the country. You notice Jesus didn't try to send them to hell. Hell, Obis. He didn't try to send them because he knew. See, Adam gave them a right to be here. But they don't have no, since you've been born again, since I've been born again, since we've been made children of God, he don't have no right to me. You found out Sunday, your body belongs to the Lord, not to demon, not to sickness, not to disease. Your body belongs to God. And what belongs to God is good. God provide good for everything he has. God has no broke up, beat up, run down, messed up stuff. Everything God has is good. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of light, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow turning. Everything God has is good. So, once we settle that, once we understand that, and know that it's God has provided for my life everything good. But if I live godly, persecution is going to come against me, but greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world, right? So I know persecution coming. I know testing trials are coming. I know that opposition is going to show up, but I have inside of me God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The greater one is in me, and I build that, feed that word so my spirit man can be built up, prepared, ready, full of faith and authority and power to operate when these things come. And I am confident that when they come, they cannot overcome me because the greater one is in me. So I won't sit there with my mouth closed, but I stand up real bold in the name of Jesus. No, you don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, now stay with me now. Cast thou into the sea and shall not do what? Doubt in his heart. That is so key. Doubt in his heart. Doubt in his heart. Doubt, unbelief is the enemy of your faith. Because listen to me now, every promise from God is yes and amen. Everything God said, everything he did in Christ is yes. It's true. It's absolute. It's been settled forever. He's your healer. He's your provider. He's your father. He is the God that's more than enough. You talk to him. He'll talk back to you. You have a right to go into the throne room. You've been raised up in Jesus Christ. You've been made sit at the right hand of the Father in Christ. Hello. Everything good. It's yours. You've been made the righteousness of God. Everything heaven has, you are heir to it. Whatever belongs to Jesus belongs to you. But doubt, unbelief, try to make you doubt it, and it robs the believers of their faith because they are leaving off their faith, walking, talking, believing, acting. See, faith will act on what the word says. And faith acts on the word, then when it acts, it takes its stand and it doesn't retreat. Because it knows the word is true and it can't be changed or altered. It is forever settled. So faith steps out once it hear the word, believe it, get it in your heart. Once you act on it, faith don't do a reverse. every step it takes is stepping toward the answer, moving forward, pressing it way through all the doubt and unbeliefs trying to stop faith. Faith is what God has given you to operate in this world to get everything you need from that world. Think about it. Now, if you have $4, you got money. If you have $4 million, you got money. But who's going to do more? You are not bound to just make $4 in life. You can make more than that. You are not bound to just have $4 of faith. You understand what I mean? It's unlimited what you can do for your life, but if you do what the word says, faith comes when you hear and do.